Coming up on episode 37 of Journey Inside My Mind, it's another NanaCast in which Keisha will interview her Nana. We'll also remind you about the contest that we have going on, play lots of pod-safe music, all this and more. But first, let me share this very odd answering machine message that came in yesterday.
You have one new message and 19 old messages.
Hi, this is a message from American Family Voices. Last year,
Dan Johnson
voted against spending $400 million to protect
Journey Inside My Mind
from terrorism. Now, Bush and his friends in Congress are outsourcing control of our nation's strategic ports to a foreign company. This time,
Dan Johnson
needs to stand up for
Journey Inside My Mind.
Ask
Dan Johnson
why he voted against
Journey Inside My Mind.
And ask him why he doesn't stand up for
Journey Inside My Mind.
Please call
Dan Johnson
today at
206-666-5466.
Wednesday, 2:31 p.m.
What in the world is she talking about?
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
All right, everybody, here come the movie clips that are part of the contest that I'm running. Take a really good listen to this opening theme.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey Inside My Mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is your host, Dan Johnson. I am your host, your tour guide. Let me adjust the volume just a little bit down there. A little bit. Okay. Doing this old school, all in Audacity. And I think it's just because of the nature of the show and the program that I'm doing is a interview show that was recorded in Audacity. And so a lot of the editing had to be done in Audacity. Hang on just one second. That was Guinness draft here. I'm going to go ahead and pour it into a glass. Oh. Yeah, this is a kid's show, but I mean a kid's safe and a work safe show, but you know, I sometimes have to just go ahead and pour out the beer or whatever it is that I do. Please drink responsibly, everybody. Don't drink and drive. If you're listening to this while you are driving, I guess that is okay. Oh yeah, look at that mixing on there. They say that this should always be poured into a glass so you can have the full mixing effect. And that was a little, that's that little rocket thing that they got in there. Okay. So about the show tonight. Well, at the very beginning, I mentioned that we are having a contest. That opening theme that you heard, it contained a series of movie clips. And the contest that I'm running for, if you can, if you listen to episode 36, you heard me open the package. Where is it? I think I still have it. Oh, here it is. The package. Yes, I opened this package. It is Brother Love's Album of the Year, signed by the one and only Brother Love. Brother Love, everybody. It's signed by Brother Love. And you can win this CD. has some great music on there. Brother Love's one of the most pod-played artists on the PodSafe Music Network. And here's how you can enter yourself for a chance. I've already gotten a few submissions so far. Let's see. Okay, in your email, send an email to danimal0416@gmail.com. You can send any email feedback at that email address. But for the contest, enter only the word contest, and then in the body of the contest submission, name in order the movies that those clips came from. Obviously, there is the me. You hear various versions of my voice saying "Journey Inside My Mind," but everything from up to the point from where it starts off, 106 miles to Chicago. And then it ends with what happens when a man goes to his own porter. We'll see from that until from those two clips, everything, including those clips, in order, the movies that they came from. And along with your submission, I would love to I want you to tell me how you found out about the contest, because I have promoted it in a different number of different ways. If you heard it on another podcast, give me the name of that podcast. Or if you've heard it from the promo that I put out here, that's fine too. Let's see. And also whether you how you listen to this podcast, whether you listen to it through the Poo Poo Player that's there on the site, jimmpodcast.blogspot.com, or if you subscribe to it in iTunes, or you subscribe to it using iPod, or if you directly download whatever the way that you listen to the podcast. Love to hear about that. So I'm going to be letting that go on for another week. And actually, I was just thinking, I didn't put out a podcast last week. And the reason for that is I've had some back problems, as some of you who regularly listen to the show may know. Those of you that don't, toward the end of December last year, I started having some really serious back problems, and I've been going to physical therapy for that and getting some treatment, and the therapist basically told me to take it easy. And so instead of really doing the work to get a podcast out last week, I opted to take the week off and really put something nice together for this week. And wanted to say thank you so much for those of you who are listening to the show. Thank you for hanging in there. If you're subscribed, thanks for staying subscribed. Whatever reason that you're listening to, I am so glad that you're here. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And about the show, my daughter Keisha, she's 8 years old, she had a school project that involved comparing how kids live today in the 21st century versus how another generation had lived. And so she interviewed her Nana, who lives out in California. I've done a couple of Nana casts, as I call them, in which we've interviewed my mom. And this one, Keisha is definitely into it. You can tell she's a lot more engaged into it, maybe even a little bit too much so. Along the way, I'm going to play some songs from Friction Bailey. You may remember that I played them back in Christmas time. I played Oh Holy Night. We're going to hear Adrina Thorpe, Fly, Fly, Fly. You'll hear Matthew Ebel. We're going to play A Police on the Scene and A Pedictionary. Background music for the interviews is going to come from Derek K. Miller and also Tracy Jane Comer, a song that I won the CD from, Ed's Mixed Bag. So with that in mind, I've taken up a lot of time talking here. Let's go ahead and get on with the interview. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back at the end of the show to wrap things up. So right now we're sitting here with Keisha, and on the phone we have my mom, Nana, also known as
Nana Banana.
but on the podcast, she's more commonly known as
the official mom.
Yay! Let's give a big hand for her. Okay, so Keisha's got this. She's going to interview Nana here. Okay, please don't do that. See, it's recording your voice. Now I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Okay. what's happening, Mom, is that as we're recording, we can see the voice profile, across the screen.
Hey, boo. Okay.
Okay. All right, when you're done.
Hey, Bubba!
Are you finished with that? Are you finished? All right, go ahead, go. How old are you?
Eight and a half.
You're eight.
You are not nine, because if you were nine, that would make me 54. And I know I am not 54.
I'm done.
You said just okay.
Traveled too far to change my mind. I've unraveled the mystery. I didn't know quite what it was. I think I see why every little thing takes a piece of me.
Happy tax season, everyone, from the 501c3 cast. Completing your taxes doesn't always have to be an unpleasant experience. Charitable donations can help make your tax refund a little bigger or lessen the sting of any payments that you need to make. 501c3 is the U.S. tax code that designates what type of organizations qualify for donations that you can deduct. But make sure that you consider more than just cash contributions to these organizations. In-kind donations of goods and even gas mileage when volunteering can also be deducted from your taxes. For more information, consult a tax expert. At the 501c3 cast, we explore the nonprofit sector and the world of philanthropy. You can find us at www.501c3cast.com or by searching for nonprofit in the iTunes directory.
So Keisha, you have some questions for Nana.
What was your favorite toy to play with when you were my age?
Okay, so would that be when I was 8 or when I was 9?
When you were like 8.
When I was 8?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I guess that's a good question, Keisha.
Yeah, Keisha, so which age am I supposed to be?
When you were Keisha's age, I guess.
But she said she was 9, but I think she's 8. So I don't know, I'm confused.
Well, Keisha's... I guess technically she's 8 and a half.
It is not good to confuse an old person because they're already confused.
Do you understand what she's saying?
Okay, so Keisha.
What?
So I can be like 8 or 9 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite toy when I was 8 or 9 years old was, you're not even going to believe this.
What?
You are really, really not going to believe this. You know what it was?
What?
Davy Crockett hat.
What?
Yeah. You don't even know what that is, do you?
No.
Davy Crockett is a man who lived a long time ago, like in the pioneer days. And he made, like, new roads through the woods where people never traveled before.
Yeah.
And he brought Indians and things like that. And so they had a show on TV. Because believe it or not, TV was very new back then. Nana is that old. When Nana was born, they didn't even have TV. They got TV when Nana was a very little girl. So, anyway, there was a show called Davy Crockett. And I wanted to be Davy Crockett, and I had a hat. And I used to go around and pretend that I was Davy Crockett, and I would pretend that I was shooting Indians, and then I would pretend they were shooting me, and I would play dead.
No way. You pretended that you were shooting Indians like Davy Crockett?
I sure did. I would go, pew, pew, pew. And then I would jump on the other side of the room and pretend that they were shooting back, and then, like, with Nana or play dead.
So your favorite toy that you had to play with when you were Keisha's age was what?
A Davy Crockett hat.
And can you describe that hat?
It was furry and it was brown and it had a like a tail thing that hung off the side and it was really soft and it
like
was
a skunk hat.
Huh?
Like a skunk hat?
Yeah, just kind of like that, right?
But it was made from an animal,
right.
Maybe.
It was probably a pretending, but it looked like a real animal.
Okay.
As you know, I mean, they probably didn't kill a real animal. I know most people would think if you were an 8-year-old little girl, you would like dolls, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I did like dolls, but my favorite toy at that age was my Davy Crockett hat. Your Nana is very weird.
Journey Inside My Mind. Strong enough to get ring around the collar and your whole wash clean.
This is Charles Hodson with Pedictionary, the podcast for word lovers. The Pedictionary word for today is bye-bye. The word bye-bye is a duplication of bye, and both are more likely to be used between people who are very close, say, members of a family, than between more formally related people. It's easier to imagine heads of state parting with goodbye than bye-bye. But we all know bye is just an abbreviation of goodbye. What's interesting is that goodbye is a contraction itself of a string of four words. The first citations in the Oxford English Dictionary for the entry for goodbye are from Shakespeare. There are several of them. There's Love's Labour's Lost, Henry VI, and two from Hamlet. It's said that Shakespeare himself spelled his own name in several different ways. The reason he's cited several different times in the Oxford entry for goodbye is that he spelled goodbye several different ways as well. What's strange is that none of the ways he spelled it are actually the word goodbye. That's how we know it was once four words instead of one. The four words are, God be with you. In Love's Labour's Lost, he uses, God be wi' ye. For Henry VI, he uses, goodbye, with an apostrophe after the B in by. In Hamlet, the same word, in the same place in the play, is rendered differently in two different manuscripts. Whether we can blame this on Shakespeare himself or on some anonymous copyist is beside the point. The point the OED is making is that our word goodbye used to be an invocation of holy protection for a journey or a time apart. A secondary point is that consistent spelling is only a few hundred years old. Before the invention of dictionaries, people spelled words as they heard them. People began thinking about dictionaries within Shakespeare's lifetime, but the first dictionaries focused on improving people's vocabulary with unusual or particularly difficult words, assuming that the common words were already understood. The first dictionary to attack the bulk of words used in everyday English was that of Samuel Johnson in 1755. 50 years later, across the pond, Noah Webster produced his first dictionary. Before these events, any English speaker could get away with spelling a word three different ways in the same document. Afterwards, Americans wondered why British spelled things so strangely, and the British looked down their noses at the improper American spellings. I'm Charles Hodson, and that's Pedictionary for today.
Journey inside my mind.
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion? Call the listener feedback line now at area code 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
Can I start in the next question?
You sure can.
Name three games that you played when you were young.
Name three games that I played when I was young?
Yep.
It says, name three games that you played with when you were young.
Wow. Gosh, we played a lot of games when I was young. We played hopscotch. We played Chinese checkers. And we played, gosh, it's hard to only name three.
Is this question, do you think this question's talking about, like, a board game? Like a game that, like we have Mousetrap or something like that? Is that what that question means, Keisha?
I think it means any kind of game.
Oh, any kind of game. So it could be, like, an outside kind of a game or...
Okay, so let's see. What did I tell you? I told you Chinese checkers and I told you hopscotch. I
go feet.
This is a game that I made up.
What is it called?
It's called a game that I made up. You want to hear about it?
When you were young, you made up this game?
I made this game with my sisters.
Oh, tell us about it, Nana.
Okay. We would go down in our basement when it was really like a cold day or it was rainy or it was snowy and we couldn't go outside. Yes. And then I was the person that made the rules because I was the oldest and they had to do what I said. And I thought that was pretty cool because I was the shortest one. But anyway, so our basement was like really big. It was almost like three rooms. And so we would go up, put on our roller skates, and we would go up by the stationary tub, which was where the water went from the washing machine. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, okay, now everybody, you have to undo your pants, but you know, just like not take them off, but just undo them. And then you had to go really fast on your roller skates completely to the other side of the basement, and whoever could get to the other side first without their pants falling down was the winner.
Do you understand what Nana's saying? Is that people had the roller skates, she and her sisters, when they'd go down to their basement, and they'd put their roller skates on, then they'd have to unbutton their pants. And then they'd have to skate from one side of the room to the other side without, and the one that could do it without their pants falling down was the winner. What do you think about that?
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. What?
Oh my god!
What?
Oh my god!
You stand.
On the scene with a crime prevention lead. Your host is police officer and national crime prevention specialist, J.D. Dye.
And now it's time for another stupid criminal story.
Hey, welcome to Police on the Scene. I'm
really impressed. We've been asking if you had any questions or comments, and you could send them to policeonthescene@yahoo.com, and they're starting to come in. And I'll tell you, one of our listeners, Nikki, sent me in a little message, actually, in a dumb criminals list. She just wrote, love the dumb criminals. I think you'll enjoy this top 10 signs you're dealing with a dumb criminal list. And Nikki, I appreciate it, and I'm actually going to read it. You sent it in, and it's actually pretty good. I'm going to do a David Letterman style. We'll start from 10 and go back to 1. And I'll actually even throw in a dumb criminal here at the end, and I think the segue will be perfect, gang. Number 10, he took public transportation to and from his bank robbery. You might actually hear that here. Number 9, he is using his seeing eye dog as a lookout. Number 8, instead of a cherry pie, she shoplifted yeast, flour, eggs, and a jar of cherries. Number 7, you caught him driving a stolen car with the club still on it. I've actually done that, folks. Upcoming segment, we'll talk about that. Number 6, he tries to convince you that he thought crack was a breakfast cereal. Number 5, he responds to your verbal force with a bunch of yo mama one-liners. Number 4, he makes himself laugh every time he says he's innocent. Number 3, he asks the judge for a senior citizen discount on his 7-year sentence. Number 2, he left footprints and a bloody glove at the crime scene. Ouch. I won't touch that. And number 1, he claims diplomatic immunity because he's a citizen from the Republic of Arkansas. Nikki, that is bad. And hey, I'm the Arkansas fans. Hey, go Razorbacks. But with that said, I have a new dumb criminal, and it comes right out of Arkansas. And our dumb criminal by the name of Lee Nance was arrested on suspicion of public indecency when the cops found him running around a parking lot in the nude. It was the reason he gave for being naked that won him, in my book at least, the dumb excuse of the month. He told the police he was nearly trying to work off some extra lunch that he had. I guess he overate at lunch. And he was trying to even out his tan because he was in a softball church league and was afraid that if he didn't get a good base, he would sunburn at his next game. Guess what? The police didn't buy it, and he doesn't have to worry about his tan in jail because I don't believe there's any tanning beds there. And I'll tell you what, Nick, Arkansas and that dumb criminal, they matched up pretty well. So I wanted to share that one, and if you have any other questions or comments or even dumb criminals, feel free to send them in to policeonthescene@yahoo.com. Remember, be smart and stay safe. This is Officer JD9, and I'm 10-8.
Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.
You're listening to the Journey Inside My Mind podcast with Dan Johnson.
Hey, Nana, can you tell us about the some of the other games that you made up?
Oh, yeah, I had another one that I made up. Want to hear about that one, Keisha?
What?
You want to hear about another game that Nana made up?
Okay.
Okay, we had a really, really big house. Like, do you remember the house that we all lived in Dayton?
Remember when we lived in Dayton and we had that house and it had the steps downstairs? It had a downstairs with the steps in the front in the nice front yard.
You remember all that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, the house that I lived in when I was growing up was, like, even bigger than that house. And it had, like, bunches and bunches of steps because it was, like, way up in the sky. Okay? And so, our bedroom, you know Aunt Mary, who is DJ's mom?
Yeah.
Okay, she's one of my sisters. Well, all my sisters, and that we would like, be up in our room, and I was always afraid about there being a fire, right? You know, because, like, what would happen if there would be a bad fire, and I wanted to save my brothers and sisters. So I made up this game. The game was, they would have to wrap up in a blanket, and then I would push him down the steps to make it be like, in case there was a fire, that the blanket would put the fire out.
So wait a minute. So you would have your sisters roll up in a blanket,
right,
at the top of the steps,
right?
And then they would roll up in the blanket, and then what would you do?
I would push them down the steps, and they would go like bumpity bumpity bump bumpity bump down the steps, and they would always kind of start crying and go, but how come you don't have to do it? And I said, because I'm the oldest, and I have to make sure that you're going to be safe if there's ever a fire. You know, because I read that if there was a fire, you know, if you could put a blanket over it, it would push the fire out.
What do you think about that? Do you understand what Nana was doing? What do you think about that game? You think that's cool? Would you like to be? Would you like to be somebody that has the people roll into the blankets and roll?
I remember one time, but
you would be rolled up in a blanket, and then you'd roll all the way down the stairs. She's shaking her head. You don't think that's a good game to play? Probably not now, you know, whatever. But back then, that's what Nana played. What was the one about your sister's candy or something like that, or like my Aunt Pat's?
There was another game I made up, and it was called the Steel Patsy's Candy Club.
Steel Patsy's Candy Club.
Right, and I was the president.
And Nana was the president of that club. She made it up.
Because I was the oldest of those kids. But Aunt Pat was my oldest sister, and she was very much older than me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when she was in her nursing school, she used to get malted milk balls. You know what those are? Those little, like the little chocolate balls that are like, I think they're called Whoppers.
So you taste it as those like chocolate kind of candy?
Right, like a chocolate candy.
Yeah.
See, when I was growing up, we didn't always have candy. You know, my mom didn't always give us candy. You know, we didn't have very much candy when we were growing up. So my sister would get this candy and she would put it in a bowl by her bed, and her bed was in the next room. But you could look through the wall. There was like a hole and you could through the wall and you could see into her room. So my idea for the game was to make my sisters crawl on the floor like a snake and sneak over and get her candy and bring it back into our room, and then we would eat it.
What do you think about that?
I don't think Nana was very nice. Do you? I mean, Nana was not very nice to her sisters, was she?
Nope.
No.
She should have got a thick hat.
What?
She said, what did you say, Keisha?
You should have got a spanking.
I should have got a spanking? Well, I did get lots of spankings. Whenever my dad would catch me doing some of these things, he would give me a spanking. So, but those were the games that I made up.
Hi, this is Ed, host of Ed's Mixed Bag. This guy, Dan Johnson, has a terrific podcast. Don't you agree? So what are you waiting for? Don't miss a single episode. Go to www.jimmpodcast.blogspot.com and click the XML button on his website and subscribe to Journey Inside My Mind today.
Four out of five doctors who listen to podcasts recommend Journey Inside My Mind. Just kidding, I don't really know.
Any more questions for Nana? Aunt Nana.
Not so funny.
Okay.
I can be Aunt Nana.
Okay. Well, Nana.
We do not for now.
Well, Nana, Keisha's got to get back to her finishing her homework.
Nana, a big welcome to say goodbye.
Thank you.
As though she's doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Whenever I'm being interviewed by my daughter, I'm thinking of Journey Inside My Mind.
Me too! My daddy, Journey Inside My Mind!
Okay, guys.
So let's say it together. Journey
Inside My Mind!
Okay, you know what? Yeah, that's more you than Nana. You gotta call... Quiet your voice down so we can hear Nana.
Oh, sorry, Nana.
Okay, ready?
Okay, let's do it again.
One, two, three.
Journey inside my mind.
Bye.
Bye.
Alright, thank you guys.
You goof.
Bye.
Tisha, say bye, Nana.
Bye, Nana.
Journey inside my mind.
Well, folks, that'll just about do it for this podcast. Reminder that you can check out the website, jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. Over there, you'll find the links to all the show notes, including artists that you've heard here tonight. You'll find the feed that you can use to subscribe to it. You'll find a link to a poo-poo player that you can listen to the shows online. I recently removed a different feed player because that was becoming too distracting for those that were wanting to pull up the actual show. I want to say a lot of thank yous to all the artists who supplied this music. If you like anything that you've heard, please go over to the website, send these artists and an email to let them know that you like their music, that you heard it on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Special thank you to my mom, the official mom of Journey Inside My Mind, for the interview. Thank you so much for my daughter, Keisha. Thank you so much to you, the listener, you know, for listening to this show. I realize there are so many podcasts that are out there. I listen to a lot of different podcasts myself. And, you know, just for you to spend the time here with me and just to hear even about my family. Maybe this brought back some great memories for you. Maybe this was entertaining. I sure hope so. That's the reason why I do this. And especially with the music, I think that's just one of the great things that I love about podcasting is it can be anything. And it doesn't need to be so slick or whatever, so well produced. Like, I mean, some shows that are, that is really nice. This was one that I hope was a lot better produced, maybe. But it takes a lot of effort to put something like this together, as those of you that have podcasts know. I hope in the future that I can make the shows a lot shorter, maybe cut in half. And I think maybe one of the shows I might do next is a ambient music show that, you know, you may just to showcase some of the music that you can just listen to in the background while you're at your work or whatever. So for now, this is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.